Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, two Democrats joined the Republicans last night to repeal Joe Biden's federal vaccine mandate for private businesses. And the two were John Tester from Montana and Joe Manchin from West Virginia.
That's on the Senate side.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There are some others out of the House that are doing the same thing. They're losing in court pretty much every single legal challenge the administration has lost. So, which is a good thing. But now you got media blaming it on what they call Trump judges, which has got nothing to do with it.
Well,
but anyway.
The judge in Georgia that just ruled on it is not a Trump judge. He was an Obama judge.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, we've got more instances where this vaccine is really going to create a problem for public safety and health. We had 150 healthcare workers in New York City who have actually lost their jobs over the vaccine mandate. We've had somewhere in the vicinity of 300 to 400 police and firefighters which have been laid off because of this. Now the New York City corrections officers are being threatened with the same, although they are bringing a suit against de Blasio for the ridiculous vaccine mandate that he just put through, and the work conditions are under two there as well. And then, of course, we'll travel over to Los Angeles for a second, because over there, 500 teachers and school workers have been laid off without pay for refusing to get the vaccine.
Well, this is what I said, that Biden and these people in the White House are not strategic thinkers, because they don't realize the consequence. I wrote an article probably 2 weeks ago now, discussing the fact that the entire medical system in the United States could collapse.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pretty sure that I had an awful lot of right stuff in there. And then a couple of days have gone by, I was more right than I thought I was. Because now we're beginning to see not only shortages of medical staff workers, but you've got, you know, this cockamamie governor now of New York that has done what she's done, such that they have canceled an awful lot of what they call elective surgeries,
right,
which is not a good thing because some of those are not really elective. They are really, in some cases, required surgeries. They can just delay them, which in some cases will make things worse for that particular patient. But the other piece that I'm sorry that not enough people are discussing is now we are beginning to see on the other side shortages of over-the-counter and prescription medications.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's going to be a big issue, especially when it comes to things as fundamental and basic as insulin.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got some troubles here, and we have to play this thing with the Olympics in China, I would say, very carefully, because they could cut off or do some pretty nefarious things here and cut off the United States on medicines.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we learn, all things pandemic, including PPE,
mm-hmm.
that we get probably 95% of all of our medicines and medical stuff from China.
Correct.
So we have to, but we're not prepared for this. We're not prepared for this at all. I mean, we're not, I haven't heard Biden talk about anything about stockpiling again.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a consequence to everything. If the hospitals are not full, but
no,
they can't be, because now there's medical staff, including nurses, which we've always had a shortage of nurses,
mm-hmm.
Are making the conditions much worse.
Well, you're right. And, of course, little Dr. Fauci said it's not a question of if, but when the definition of fully vaccinated will be changed. Speculation goes something like this. It'll be two vaccine shots and a booster, or three vaccine shots. That'll be
fully next year. There'll be another booster, and next year is going to be, we are not going to stop.
Nutsville. All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Again, go over to her website, FoundersCode.com, and sign up for the articles that she writes, and you'll know what's going on when she writes them. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exne family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, we will take it away. Thanks, Kyle. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they insure over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the website, geico.com, spelled G-E-I-C-O, can help you find coverage for almost anything you own, including the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, and, oh, by the way, let's not forget about the fact that if you've got a motorcycle, if you've got an ATV, a boat, an RV, they can even help you with that. And if you bundle it, okay, if you bundle it with your homeowner's, renter's insurance, or condo insurance policy, you'll save even more money. So, simply put, it is Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out. All righty, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Morning.
All right, I think we got Elliot on the line first, so let's go over there. Is this you, Elliot?
Yes, it is, Captain. Good morning to you and Denise. I won't waste too much time. If you can give me 60 seconds, I want to speak straight up about COVID-19. You know, Captain, my brother is 65 years old. He's never been on medication in his life until now. The shot Pfizer has sent him to the hospital three times with pain in his chest. Heart experts cannot find nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with my brother's health. Straight up, the two-shot Pfizer shot aggravated the muscles around the heart, creating pain in his chest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now what we have here, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla appeared on Squawk Box bragging that the two-shot dosage of Pfizer offers great protection. America, we mourn the 800,000 people in the United States who have passed from COVID. Denise, according to 7news.com, investigative reporter says you cannot believe nothing China says in regard to how many of their citizens are dead as a result of that COVID. The way investigators track China, there are over 21 million dead cell phone users. These people were tied to COVID. Those who died from something else was not counted. Now, investigators are certain China's deaths from COVID is well over 21 million people. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right. I'm aware of that with the Pfizer, and that it wasn't very long after they started giving that shot that news came out. Am I right?
I would suggest if you get a chance to go over to YouTube, if it's still there, because last night Tucker Carlson had Glenn Beck on, and Glenn Beck has done some remarkable research between the government, USAID, and so on, with regard to Monsanto. Moderna, sorry. Mm-hmm. And how the partnership that they had before the outbreak of COVID to start with.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something else that's happening here that should be terrifying. And Beck has the documents. So I would suggest if you get a chance to look at that, or you can just go to Glenn Beck, his show, and see what they're exposing there. But
yes, over in the place.
We're in a very bad place, and it is very important, I think, that we get deeper into this. His team has been doing this for about a year and a half now, getting documents and agreements and Beck is also working with Judicial Watch to get some of these documents under a FOIA system.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We've got Mel in Saratoga Springs. Mel, what's your question for Denise?
Well, I would like to say in regards to what the comment was about this administration's critical thinking, you know, Ray Charles can see that this is deliberate. I mean, this is our government at war with us, the citizens in this country, over this COVID virus, which is no more lethal than the common cold or the annual flu. And I, you know, there's an ulterior motive behind this vaccine. I'm 64 years old, and you couldn't put a gun on me and make me take this vaccine. My immune system, which I probably may have already had COVID, with from the symptoms that I've had prior, which weren't really severe, but I believe, immunity, or what do you want to say, herd immunity, or the bio, whatever the terms that they use in regards to your ability to reflect the disease, or the virus.
It's immunity.
So, but like I said, and the other thing was. Anyway, that was what I wanted to say, but you know, I'm against it. I'm vaccine hesitant. But this is, they're attacking us, the citizens. We're paying for the ticket to the event, and we're being attacked.
All right, let's talk about this. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
I gotta repeat what I just said about the Glenn Beck thing. So yes, Mel, I can't argue with anything that you just said. Things came at us so fast because we were all in a panic and an emergency when this began under the Trump administration. I think the Trump administration was trying to do all the right things, mm-hmm. because not only to save lives, because of, you know, how we were doing all the ventilators and, you know, all the PPEs and all those other kinds of things. But the other thing is that he was certainly trying to save the entire financial economic system of America, too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what he did and didn't do, he being Trump, was kind of a template for what this administration, this Biden administration, should and shouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, at this point, they don't care. They, we've got an activist Department of Justice. We've got an activist White House. And, you know, I would also say that about Congress. So, yeah, I don't disagree with what Bill had to say at all.
Well, you know that I got the first shot and I got the second shot, Moderna, and after that, I that's where I thought I was going to stay, and I still think that's where I'm going to stay, because my antibodies, my blood that's been tested and is tested every week, because I give blood every other week, is way up. As a matter of fact, it's higher now than what it was to begin with, which was high. So there's no reason. And again, if people are doubtful or they don't know, just go get a blood test, then you'll know.
We are not a one-size-fits-all society.
I know.
And that includes all things medications or what you put into your body.
Mm-hmm.
It includes some people have comorbidity, some people have other kind of ailments. Age groups have a lot to do with this. And not all vaccines are equal.
Right.
Whether it's a COVID vaccine or a vaccine for something else, including, you know, HIV or including hepatitis or, you know, anything else. So, but this government is selling it like we are a one size fits all. I haven't heard Biden ever say anything about this thing is perfectly safe for everybody. That's just not the case.
Yeah, nobody's talking about the acquired immunity either.
No.
And that's nuts because we know it's there.
Well, it isn't just that it's there, but nobody is really speaking to. And certainly not enough. There are some good guys that are, but not when it comes to the mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
And that is all the other prophylactics, all the other types of medications and cures, like monoclonal antibodies, the remdesivirs, the ivermectins, you know. There are other treatments, and we're treating COVID-19 like it is a permanent death sentence, and or if you've never had it, it's kind of like you have a stigma, like you're a leper, which is taking the common flu, if you will, and categorizing that as, you know, shame on you because you got it.
Yep. To be continued tomorrow night. We'll talk to you then. Have a great day. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go check it out and check out her articles. In the meantime, we're coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch in our Military and Veterans News segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not interested in extending an olive branch concerning the events surrounding January 6th.
I'll never forgive former President of the United States and his lackeys and his bullies that he sent to the Capitol for the trauma that was in, what was exerted on our staff.
That's Pelosi speaking during a weekly press conference on Wednesday. She discussed last January 6, when a handful of people entered the Capitol building as Congress considered the Electoral College vote. Meanwhile, the head of the House panel investigating January 6th says it has no choice but to move forward with contempt charges against former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Chairman Representative Benny Thompson says in a letter Meadows has already provided documents to the committee, including emails and texts regarding the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is. And this edition of the military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, which, by the way, Bo Browning will be here in about an hour. Got some questions for him, and if you got any more, send them to me via my email. But in the meantime, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. One of them is right here in the Tampa Bay area in Clearwater, Florida. The other one is just outside the city of Boston, the Boston city limits, in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, in both cases, you will be able to learn and become certified as a certified aviation maintenance tech. And upon completion of the course and getting your FAA certification, there'll be a job offered to you from one of several different sources, and away you go. And it's all up to you as to using your own God-given ability as to how much money you can make and where it is you're going to be doing it at. So, to find out more about them, I tell everybody and anybody, ask to take the tour. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. And you'll be glad you did, because you'll be able to talk to the students, you'll be able to talk to some of the faculty, and you'll be able to find out about the financing, the student loans that are there, if you're in the military, your government VA benefits, they'll be able to tell you all about that. If you're post 9/11 and you haven't used any of your educational benefits, then you're going to be covered 100%. But if you're pre 9/11 and you've used some of them, you may have a percentage and not all of it. So that may change things a little bit. So maybe going with a student loan would be a better option for you. But whichever way you go, call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Massachusetts. Well, did you get a chance to see the video of the United States Coast Guard diver who braved death yesterday to enter a submerged vehicle stuck in rushing rapids just yards from the Niagara Falls? In other words, it would have gone over the falls had it not wedged itself in there like it did. Now, I don't know how the car got where it got, but this Coast Guard diver was being lowered from a helicopter in the wind and managed to get down to the car, get into the car, and unfortunately retrieve a victim who had passed away. But it gives me a great deal of pride in knowing that the fellows that are right over here near me, Coast Guard Air Station Clearwater, I've met some of their rescue swimmers, and they are very, very well trained and very, very good shape to do what they have to do. And they'll match with just about anybody you can think of, fire service, police department, military, whatever, when it comes to getting the job done. And boy, what a thing that was to watch him swinging back and forth and having to time it such that he could get caught up and get into the car with the rapids running by. Unbelievable. Now, troops have been booted now for refusing the vaccine. They're being discharged from the service, but so far they're being guaranteed at least a general discharge under the new defense bill that just got signed, the NDAA bill, which is a good thing. Now, it's not good that they're discharging him, but at least their record's not being ruined, which allows them to perhaps go do something different, maybe in law enforcement or as a firefighter or maybe even a post office. Now, the National Guard, on the other hand, is stuck in the middle of a political quagmire. And it seems to be getting worse because we've got Oklahoma suing the federal government over their intrusion into saying that the state of Oklahoma has to follow the federal mandate and all their troops need to be vaccinated. Now, here's something to think about. Remember we talked about 23 states have state militias. And the militias commanding officers happen to be their governors. Now my question, which I'm going to get an answer for and get back to you, is because the militias, the state militias, are called just that, would they have to abide by the federal government's orders to the Army National Guard? Maybe not. I'm gonna get an official ruling from one of my attorney friends and see what they say. And I might even bring them on the show. We'll see. Well, the U.S. Navy has commissioned a Pearl Harbor-based ship called the USS Daniel Inouye. Now, that name may sound familiar to a lot of you because he was a longtime senator in the state of Hawaii. Now, many moons ago, I met him with Congressman Alexander Pierney, who came on after R. Walter Reelman in my area, who was a friend of my dad's, who had served in the military with him. And he was a congressman. And he was running for Senate. He got elected. Now, he was a disabled veteran. I believe he had lost an arm. I don't know which one, but he was working without one arm, and he was a decorated veteran from World War II, and, of course, from Pearl Harbor. That's how he'd gotten hurt. But what a tremendous individual he was, talking to him. I was very respectful of what he said. And I was just a youngster at the time, so it was interesting. Now, Charlottesville, Robert E. Lee statue, remember they took that down? It's going to be melted down for new art at the African American Heritage Center, right there in Charlottesville. Okay? I guess they figure that's the best thing to do with that. But tearing down our statues isn't going to solve the problems either. By the way, the House did approve the defense bill with some pared-down reforms attached to it. Again, that was something that it took a while to do. Now, did you hear Joe Biden threaten Vladimir Putin? He's got to be laughing based on what he saw on the Zoom call. Biden says there'll be severe consequences for Putin if he attacks the Ukraine. Sure. There were some people actually talking about a nuclear war, that this could lead to nuclear war. Well, Biden may be stupid enough to talk about stuff like that, or his people might be, but Putin knows the consequences and what could happen. And I don't think he wants any part of it. But yet he's not afraid of Joe Biden. Or why should he be? Why should he be? All right. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. And because we are waiting for the watchdog on Wall Street, after I get done reading this, this one's for him. How about checking out Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura? Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX is a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, some amazing new creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And boy, does that feel fantastic on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura will come with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Plus, they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to the Moss Nissan location, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura, Acura.com. That's Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That will get you a little help, too. But you got to tell them the captain sent you, and then they'll tell you what that's all about. All righty, the Watchdog on Wall Street is right here. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm doing better than Senator Wicker is from Mississippi. What a dope. Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, he was on Neil Cavuto, and talking about, you know, the need to possibly put not advisors on the ground, but boots on the ground in the Ukraine, and also said that we're not going to take, first strike nuclear weapons off the table in this, too. I almost passed out. A United States senator is coming out and saying something like this. This makes us look like the bad guy. I mean, most of the world's going to see it. So you said what? You're going to use nuclear weapons when if Russia gets involved with the Ukraine? And I'm going to be quite honest with you. I see a lot of these ex-generals on Fox and some of the other places talking about, we got to defend this. No, we don't have to do anything. Okay, it is much more complex than any of these media outlets are making it. We're going to put boots on the ground. I guess people aren't sure of the geography of this. The Ukraine borders Russia. I think they're going to have a bit of a strategic advantage there. And I'm going to throw this out there, too. Putin has a point. I mean, we had the Cuban Missile Crisis, where Khrushchev puts missiles into Cuba. Kennedy negotiates. We take our Jupiter missiles out of Turkey and Italy, and they take their missiles out of Cuba because we didn't want them right up bordering, on our doorstep.
Yep.
They don't want our weapons on their doorstep. No. Can you blame them? I mean, I get it.
Uh-huh. Well, I get it, too. I understand it. But I also know a little bit something about Senator Wicker. He is an ultra-conservative to the umpts extreme, if there is one. He lives in
That's not conservative, okay?
No, but he got elected by people that feel the same way. That's my point.
That's not a conservative. The misnomer
is
that conservatism is about fighting wars and stuff like that. The Republican Party has always been traditionally, up until post-World War II, has traditionally stood for non-interventionists and not being the warmongers out there. This is crazy. It's not a conservative ideal.
No, it's not. And I think that he'll probably, then again, maybe he wanted to be in the news. Maybe that was his 10 minutes or 10 seconds of fame or whatever the situation is. But I am talking, folks, to our good friend Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And, of course, you can go over to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, to find out a lot more. Now, the House passed a bill to restructure the shipping supply chains. What do you think they're going to do?
Nothing. All right, I think they're going to figure this out. Don't do anything, okay? This is the issue we have right now here in this country, is we need less laws, less regulations, less government involvement. If you don't think that these businesses can figure this out, if you get out of the way, they will. Government steps in, they're just going to mess things up. It's simple.
Mm-hmm. Now, last night, the Senate okayed the GOP bill to nix the Biden vaccine mandate with the help of two Democratic senators by a vote of 52-48. Joe Manchin of West Virginia and John Tester of Montana voted with the Republicans. And Mr. Biden is once again lost another vaccine mandate.
That would be, that's the OSHA rules.
Yep, exactly.
A lot of this stuff, it's a moot point. A lot of stuff, it ruled unconstitutional, I thought, in the first place, that they're continuing to push this through. I don't see, Bill de Blasio in New York City is pushing this mandate for all private workers within the next 3 weeks. I don't know how that's going to fly based upon the rule of law. I've been talking a lot about this, and I could make a quick recommendation to your listeners out there. The book, I'm flying through it. It's really, really good. It's Scott Atlas's latest book, A Plague Upon Our House, discussing all of the nonsense behind the scenes that took place with COVID under the Trump administration and all the meetings that they had.
Now, that's Dr. Scott Atlas, right?
Dr. Scott Atlas,
yeah. Okay, all right, good. Mm-hmm.
The book is unbelievable, and it just, you're gonna see just how vapid Dr. Birx and Fauci really are with this, and just how, you know, it was just every one misstep after another misstep after another misstep, and the same missteps that, you know, and questions that we were asking on our both the, on your program, on my program, in regards to the logic and reason, and we were right. Okay, and Scott Atlas trying to point this out. This is not an opinion book. It's not a Sean Hannity book, a Laura Ingraham book. It goes through the facts of what took place, and you know, it's really good. And I highly recommend it.
Now, this is kind of interesting. A group of national utility companies. Now, that's not just the power company. That's also telephone companies have signed a mutual agreement to stop sharing data with ICE.
The whole immigration thing, I see stories like this from time to time. You scratch your head to some degree. We got a disaster on our border. I know that they went back to the Trump policies, the Remain and Mexico policies. This is after God knows how many people are already gotten in. They got now major issues in Mexico, in regards to, we had a lot of Central Americans and South Americans coming through.
Right.
I think start seeing again another wave of Mexicans coming through because of the violence in Mexico right now. It's actually now in areas where it was normally off limits, and in Quintana Roo and all of these areas of Cancun and Playa del Carmen and all that. So I think they're going to continue to see, you know, people flying across the border, and we're really not doing much about it.
Can democracy still deliver? Joe Biden is convening a global summit to see what the answer to that is.
It's not democracy. It's who happens to agree with the administration and the United States policy. Mm-hmm. To read about this today, Hungary is a democratic nation. Hungary wasn't invited because they have their, you know, they don't always go in lockstep with the United States. They are a Christian based nation. They make no bones about it. They're very, very conservative, and they're a democracy, but you know, they don't always see eye to eye with the United States and the EU, and they weren't invited because of that. So it's not a democratic. This is basically a convention of who's going to kowtow to the United States and the Central Intelligence Agency, mm-hmm. and it's exactly what we tell them to do.
Now, do you remember the Zoom call with the company Better.com where the CEO fired 900 employees on a Zoom call?
Yes.
He apologized. They didn't get their jobs back, but he apologized.
That's great. I guess a bunch of his people that actually didn't get fired, executives were leaving the company after that. So, again, it's not good, you know, when you have a mortgage company to have that type of a, public relations disaster. You know, people are going to think about trying to buy a home or refinance their home, too.
Yeah. All right. Here comes the music. I will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Thank you, Chris. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And good morning, George, the Godfather. And good morning to Eric in East Tennessee. And good morning to Sondi and everybody else that's in the chat room. I'll take a look who's over there in a minute. I'll be right back with more. And Raw.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.